Illuminated by a green spotlight on the dimly lit stage of the Mean Queen, cellist and festival artistic director Zool Bailey tells the story of his new bow to an audience of Sitkins eating pizza and wings.
This bow was built, or the maker lived during Beethoven's lifetime. So it's spectacular, man, and made by a man named the Grand Adam.
With that, he launches into Bach's first cello suite. The Sitka Music Festival is celebrating its 52nd year. The festival brings performers to the island for 4 weeks of chamber music performances. These range from formal concerts to pieces played from the porch of Stevenson Hall on the former Sheldon Jackson campus. After the cello suite, 4 musicians from Miami's New World Symphony take the stage to perform a sampling of what audiences can expect from the rest of the festival.
Just kind of a tapas menu. Musically speaking, of the things to come. It's to get people sonically ready for all the wonderful things that we'll have over the weekend.
On the menu tonight, in addition to Beethoven and Mozart, the quartet offers up pieces from Argentinian composer Astor Piazzolla and American composer Frederick Tillis. Violinist Christina Choi introduces the Tillis piece, Spiritual Fantasy No. 12, which incorporates elements of folk, jazz, and gospel.
It's rhythmically very driving. It's good practice for us in counting to 7, which is harder than you might think. And it's a groovy little thing, so we hope you enjoy it.
The quartet, which also includes violinist Minglong Lu, violist Camilla Berg, and cellist David Olson, will play together throughout the festival. The Wednesday night concert launched a lineup of performances that will go through the month of June in Sitka. In addition to weekly informal concerts, there are larger formal concerts each weekend. There's also a classical brunch, a family concert, a cruise, and a crab feed on the docket. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Meredith Reddick.